America's Navy is coming to Wilmington, one of 20 cities, I'm told, in seven states to host a performance by the United States Navy Band during its 2019 tour. One of the signature outreach programs of the U.S. Navy, the U.S. Navy Band Commodore's Jazz Ensemble performance, in fact, is scheduled for October 17th. And to talk to us more about it today, we have musician first class Kevin McDonald, who plays drums, and also musician first class Benjamin Ford. Gentlemen, welcome and thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Kevin, let's start with you. Talk to me about this performance coming up in Wilmington. What's it all going to be about?
Well, thank you so much for having us. And one of our primary missions here at the Navy Band is to connect the American people with their Navy. So we're very excited to be coming to Wilmington, Delaware. We in the Commodores are celebrating our 50th year as the Navy's premier jazz ensemble. So we will be performing repertoire from the history of our ensemble and some of jazz greats like Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and others.
That's great. This is going to be fantastic. If I could get Benjamin Ford in on the conversation. Benjamin, tell me all about the band. How long have you guys been together?
The Commodores have started in 1969, formed in 1969. So that's 50 years. We're just celebrating our 50 years this year.
That's fantastic. You play the trombone. Why the trombone for you?
Why the trombone? I started when I was 9 years old. And the only reason I played it is because someone in my family got one and then quit. So it was in the house.
Oh, there you go. They didn't want to spend money on another instrument, so they said, we already have a trombone.
Yes.
All right, let's go back to Kevin McDonald. You play the drums. How long have you been playing, Kevin?
Probably longer than my parents wish I played.
Very noisy instrument, right?
Absolutely. I was put in the garage as soon as possible, for sure.
Kevin, how many members are there in the band?
There are 19 members of the jazz ensemble, and we'll be traveling with an 18-member instrumental unit, one sound engineer, and a public affairs officer on tour with us.
Okay, so you guys are going to be in Delaware next week, October 17th, at Springer Middle School. Are these concerts family-friendly events?
They are absolutely family-friendly events. We have all age ranges. Everyone in the American public always comes out to our show. So we're really excited for families, kids, anyone and everyone. And it'll be a great show. We're really looking forward to performing in Wilmington.
Benjamin, as we said at the beginning of this conversation, you guys are starting your 2019 tour. Just for the record, where besides Delaware will you be playing this year?
Well, we start in Delaware, but we'll also have concerts in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, all throughout Pennsylvania, East and West. We'll be going up to New York for a little bit, and we end up finishing in Maine.
And how can we get more information about this performance in Delaware? How can people get more information?
You can go to our website, which is navyband.navy.mil. And if you go to our event calendar, you can click on our Commodore's tour link, and there should be a whole list of concerts. You can click on the Wilmington, Delaware one, where you can get tickets for that concert, free of charge.
All right, let's talk more about, in detail, what people can expect. Kevin, you want to take this?
Absolutely. So when any individual comes to a Commodore's concert, they'll hear everything from patriotic favorites to jazz standards, famous vocal tunes from the Great American Songbook from jazz greats like Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald. It's a wonderful opportunity for us to honor veterans, so we always make sure we play the Armed Forces salute every concert. So in addition to the families and kids you mentioned coming out to our shows, we do have a lot of veterans who come out, and it's a wonderful way for us to honor them and honor their service.
That's fantastic. Anything else you guys want to tell me about this upcoming performance at Springer Middle School in Wilmington?
The only thing is that we at the Navy Band are very excited, and we in the Commodore's Jazz Ensemble are very excited to be celebrating our 50th anniversary, so it's a big tour for us, and we're really excited, and we're thrilled to see everyone who comes out.